Well, Jeff, have you had this game circle on your calendar?
I knew when it was. I think, obviously, it's first time I'm back there, and I spent a lot of time there, so that should be fun.
Is it going to mean more to you?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's not just another game. I mean, technically, it's another game on a schedule. It's worth the same amount of points, but obviously, personally, spent a lot of time there and made a lot of good friendships with people in that organization, and first time sort of going back as a visiting teammate or visiting team player. I think it's going to be I don't really know what to expect. I think it'll be fun though.
Will it be weird to walk in that building and go to the visitors room?
Yeah, probably. I think sort of muscle memory have going in that building. I always sort of turn the same way and do the same thing, so it'll be different, but I'm sure sort of after the first couple shifts it'll be back into playing the game.
Do you think it'll be a little difficult to control your emotions before the puck drop?
I don't know. I mean, there'll definitely be some emotions, I think, but it's just sort of part of the game, part of life. I think you just have to find a way to channel it, I guess, and use some of it to your advantage, and other than that, just sort of focus on the game, because we got a big job in front of us.
Earlier this season, when they were struggling, they said they needed a goal scorer. I mean, how did that make you feel? Do you remember when they came out and said we need a goal scorer, and yet here you were lighting it up for the Sabres? What did that make you feel like?
I don't know. I mean, I think that teams sort of go through slumps and teams go through different things, I think, and for me, I think honestly, at the beginning of the season, I just trying to sort of focus on myself instead of trying to fit in here. And I think once the season starts, there's you play so often, you have to come to the rink every day, and when you're not playing, you're practicing, trying to get better, and that's sort of my number one focus. And for me, that was my focus, I think, at the beginning of the year. And it's sort of going to continue for the rest of the season.
Do you watch to see where they are in the standings and how they're doing? I mean, you have a lot of friends on that team.
Yeah, I think you sort of watch as a player. Everyone's different, but I kind of watch the whole league and sort of keep tabs on sort of friends on other teams. Obviously, I've got a sort of a cluster of friends on that team. So, yeah, I'm aware of sort of how they're doing. I think I don't sort of follow it super, super closely because I get a lot of other stuff to worry about, but yeah, I definitely keep tabs on the guys there.
How excited would you be to return as an All-Star? Because you'll probably know at midnight tonight.
I don't know. To me, it doesn't really matter. I think it's a big game for us. I think it's obviously where we are in the standings, and they've obviously been playing some really good hockey as of late, and it's going to be a good challenge for us. So. Hopefully we can get off to a good start and sort of take it from there.
Have you noticed Thanks, Jeff. The fan support you've been getting? I don't know how much time you spend on social media, but have you noticed the fan support?
I don't know. I've sort of seen some of it, I think, through family and friends for the most part. They sort of keep me up to date on all those things. But yeah, it's been cool. I think it's sort of, for me, coming to Buffalo, it's been sort of a new experience, and obviously a new fan base and new teammates and new organization, and everyone sort of made me feel real comfortable from the beginning, and it's continued, and it's a good feeling.